Americans, so why not?
Do you think social media has decreased or increased people's literacy?
So I think social media has had a positive effect on children. I think they're exposed to many, many more things. They can go online and get information on just about anything. I'm not afraid of the changes that any kind of social media brings to kids. They have to read, they have to write. Maybe they'll read a few less books, but maybe they'll write some amazing things about their adventures online. I think it's great.
Do you think despite all the technology, books will survive?
Yes, I think there's a great future for books. I think they'll be around for a long time. I think we all like to have our moments with a book. So sure.
Do you still read for pleasure? And if so, how much?
I read daily. I read on the subway. I read before I go to sleep. I read to relax. I'm usually reading 3 or 4 books at a time. Whatever pleases me, I go to. I'm always reading.
2.25. Interview with a children's book expert. Part 3.
Do you prefer paper books or e-books, and why?
So I now prefer to read books on an e-reader, on my Kindle. I have tons of books in my house, and I haven't bought a book in 3 years. I only read on my Kindle and love it because it's, to me, it's more intimate than a book. I've chosen the type of print, and so it's just me and the word. And the fact that I can carry 100 books with me at all times is a thrill.
Do you think e-readers are helpful for kids or teens who want to get into reading?
I think it would be wonderful for every child to have an e-reader. We're a technological society, and we're used to pushing buttons and getting things instantly. And I think it might be really helpful for children to have their own e-readers and start their own collection of books that way. And you can see every book you've read, and you can go back to it in 2 seconds.